I really think women just need to call men out. Hey, you're a really nice guy. I can tell that you're into me. I'm not into you. Please leave me alone. Like, just, I think that would be so much better for dudes, because, and so much better for women. And I get women are scared that, like, oh, I don't know what he'll do or what he'll say. It's kind of a scary thing. I'm not saying you have to do this, but if there's a way where this girl could have just been like, instead of doing this whole, hi, nice to see you. Hi, Anthony.
The guy who's afraid to ask you out is also not going to do anything weird. Like, he might call you a bad word. I know it hurts. I'm sorry. It's not your fault.
All right, you came to the right place, you ding dong. It's called communication, baby.
Welcome to The Crunch, the only podcast that bets my money on a bobtail nag. It's your boy, Ethan.
And I'm Patrick. That was good.
You like that one?
I did. This is a special episode of The Crunch where we answer your dating questions because you guys are lonely and you need our help. Dr. Ethan has a PhD in dating. He's a doctor of the mind and a surgeon of the heart. And if you have a dating question that you would like to ask, please go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord. And there, and only there, you can ask us a question in the Dating Corner channel. Ethan.
Yes.
Today, we're going to answer some questions from our from our people. But I found a question on Reddit. And it was an update to an update to an update.
That's so insane. Nobody should be on Reddit that much.
It and the original post, all the posts are pretty long. Okay. So, oh my gosh, this is long. So maybe we won't do all of this, but I'll see how this goes. How should I approach this girl at church? Very universal question. I'm excited to see where this goes.
Yes, this seems like a very straightforward question.
I wonder how he's going to make this more complicated.
I wonder how he's going to become the creepiest guy at the church.
One of them says, update, wasn't able to approach the girl. I hope I didn't do anything creepy.
Oh, buddy, it's too late.
I'm a 19-year-old male. I'm looking to become a lector at my parish. Back in February, I saw a beautiful girl attending the lector training after Mass. We both waited in the same spot after training for our parents to pick us up.
You're 19?
Hopefully. He's 19. All right.
Okay.
Struck up a conversation. Seemed like it went well. I asked her some questions, and I complimented her on the fact that she is both an altar girl and a lector. However, in hindsight, many of my questions were yes or no, not open-ended questions. The conversation ended. I didn't ask her out because I felt like there wasn't enough chemistry yet to ask for her phone number. I also wasn't sure if she was interested in me until her parents' car arrived, and before she left, she turned to me, made eye contact, and said, bye, Anthony, my name, in a really sweet way. I said, bye, X, her name, back, and that convinced me there was some chemistry.
Dude, perfect. This is bad.
I got really lucky, unlucky. I got really unlucky on Wednesday. I got sick pretty bad and couldn't attend the final training. To make it even worse, the director told me that she forgot to tell me I hadn't completed my Virtus training. And so I was set back about 2 to 3 months.
Something I'm not surprised about the fact that this guy has not completed Virtus training.
Hey, not cool. I was not able to keep doing training. To see her in training wouldn't make sense. I assume she attended the lector's mass in February. Therefore, okay. Now I know what some of you guys are thinking. This guy is just attending these trainings to find a girlfriend, not to learn about God. And I promise that is not true.
But if the majority
of you guys in the replies believe this and not a good thing I'm doing, I will apologize and I will stop. But yeah, I saw the girl and she looks like she's my age and was wearing really beautiful sundress that was modest as well. And she was the one that initiated.
I'm really starting to hate this guy. This is either top tier bait or I hate this guy.
Hold on. I skipped an important part. This was not the original girl. He saw another girl at the training. So he sees another girl at the second training.
Okay.
I couldn't approach her like the other girl since this meeting was cut short. I did overhear the girl ask the director when the training would be. So this is very good news, as this means she will still be in the training and I will see her again. Okay, so next week there is no training. But guys, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? Am I diverting my attention away from God? Should I hold out hope on the original girl from February? Was that girl even interested in me, or was she just being nice? I'm not sure if she remembers my name. It's been a while. I feel a bit lost. TLDR, I like two girls at my parish. How do I talk to them?
You like two girls that you met once that you don't even have contact information for.
The top comment is Lecter. I hardly know her.
That's how I did that earlier in the podcast. That's funny. Right, we're all on the same page, huh? Maybe that was me. Man. I might have commented that.
Maybe it was you. No, it was not you. I know your username.
You know my username? Yeah.
Maybe not. And so then he said, how should I approach this girl at my parish? For reference, I would highly recommend reading my previous post. Now that you've read
this
that
is the
post.
Second. So we're on the second post now, the second Reddit post.
Now that you've read that post, you should know that this girl that I liked went MIA. That was until I saw her name last month on the lecture schedule, gave me hope. She's still at my parish.
This is creepy behavior.
I'm never paired up with her, which sucks since lectures kind of have their own space away from most people in the back of the church. So it'd be the perfect opportunity.
To do what? To talk to her a second time?
Go walk up to her.
This is insane.
Say, hi, my name is Anthony. What are you doing?
I'm so excited for when we're paired up and we get our own secret place to be
golly,
together.
Golly, it's so high school. Even after you leave high school, it's like, oh, I hope we get paired together for the science project so that we could be lab partners. Like, come on, you can just talk to a girl that you like.
My blood pressure is going up right now.
He has another trick in his pocket. Do you want to hear it?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. What's he going to do now?
On September 5th, we lectors will have a meeting. And I know she's going to attend because on August 23rd, when we had a lectors meeting, she sent a message to the lectors group chat saying she would bring some cookies to the meeting. Expert detective work. Expert detective work. This means she will very likely attend the meeting with cookies. That's the perfect opportunity to approach her. But if it's a meeting, how do I find the opportunity to approach her?
Dude, what do you mean? What do you mean?
My brother in Christ, relax. That's the top comment.
This is so. I don't like this. I hate this guy. He's got like a cork board up on his wall, and it's just a bunch of red strings, and it's just all of like the lector meeting agendas. And he's just like, and she was at this one, and she was at this one, and she was at this one.
He has negative aura.
Yeah, this is bad.
He's like me.
What causes this in men?
I just really appreciate that he is like, I need you guys to read my original posts for context.
Yeah.
Like, I highly recommend you read them now that you've read it and caught up.
So does the second girl did she just disappear? He doesn't care about her anymore because she's not bringing cookies to the lector meeting?
I did skip over a lot of details about how his parish handles the lector schedule. I did that for the...
I think it's like, I like brother, it. I like brother, him. Just reread your own post and you will figure out the problem.
What could it be?
What could it be?
Poor guy. Was I ever like this? You read that and you're like,
how could I have time to like date somebody when I'm spending all my time reading the lector rules?
Nerd behavior. I feel bad. How many guys do you think are like this? How many guys do you think are there that are like this?
Percentage?
Yeah.
In the church or in the world?
Catholic guys. How many Catholic guys are like this?
Probably 30%.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes. A third of guys are like this. A third of guys are normal. And a third of guys are in mortal sin for various reasons. These guys aren't in mortal sin because they're not culpable. They have invincible ignorance because they're all stupid.
Dude, the third post is the longest. I don't even know if it's like...
Skim it.
I wasn't able to approach the girl. I hope I didn't do anything creepy, but I'll have another opportunity next week. Holy cow. This was 6 days ago. Is there anything else, man?
I hope I haven't done anything creepy as I make my third Reddit post detailing in with a long paragraphs about where she's going to be and what food she's making for the meetings.
Dude.
Can you just imagine? This is why I understand why women are scared sometimes of men, because you could just be going to church and there's just a guy like this who's just notating where you are.
That's fair. That's
and what
fair.
You're doing without talking
about
to you
on the internet.
Without talking to you and then talking about you online and then saying, well, she was at this meeting and she wore these clothes and I thought it was very, her sundress was very modest. If I was a woman, I just wouldn't go outside because I'd be like, I wouldn't want a man to notice. Why are you as a man noticing a woman's sundress is my first question.
Why are you as a man? That's pretty weird. I don't know. No, that's so true, dude. There is
freaky.
No woman alive who thinks about a man in this way. I think.
Yes. Yeah. This is like that Disney Channel levels of neuroticism. This is like Cody Martin levels.
This is pretty intense. Dense Rip 3356. I hope you're not upset at us. I hope you take this in the spirit that it's meant. You got to just talk to her. You're not in the game. Guys do this with guys do this with businesses, right? There's guys that like talk about what they're going to be doing. I know some of these guys because they show up to our networking meeting. They talk, and it's not me. They love talking
Patrick,
about all
five minutes
different...
before this podcast. I'm going to make so much money, man. I'm starting this new thing. I'm going to make a ton of money.
But I'm talking about things that I'm doing.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
It's like here's the things that I'm doing, as opposed to like, dude, I could be doing this, and like this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm going to do. They love talking about that. It's like the only thing they talk about. They've got all these ideas. They're like, I'm an ideas guy. You don't make any money from ideas. That's the thing. Anybody can have an idea. Anybody can have a crush on a girl. That you're not in. You're not doing it. You're not playing the game.
These guys are the problem is that because they believe that regular masturbation is a mortal sin, they just do mental masturbation. There's no other way to like. This is, I guess, this is gross language, maybe, but they're stimulating themselves. with this thought, right? It's like this, it's hitting that same kind of dopamine receptor over and over again in the same way that pornography or masturbation does. It's like it's giving you the thought that you have something that you don't actually have by thinking about it and planning it out and thinking about the cookie. Like the thing about the cookies and the schedule, it freaks me out, dude. I hate the fact that he looked at the schedule and saw that she was bringing something and was like thinking about his move because like, well, if she signed up to bake something, then she'll probably be there. Maybe she'll wear that cute little number that she was wearing the first time. It's like, what?
I figured it out. There's a trick up my sleeve. Oh, dude, this sucks.
Say it.
Now that you're caught up, here's how today went.
Oh no.
My
is this
appearance
from today?
Today was perfect. This is from 6 days ago.
Okay.
My appearance today was perfect. I got a haircut a week ago. I showered, obviously. I shaved my beard because I know girls my age, 19, like guys.
Every morning I work out for 2 hours. I have a perfect skincare routine.
When I arrived at the spot where we were supposed to wait outside the church, I expected her to be alone. She was there with two other friends. That kind of ruined my chances of approaching her before the meeting.
No, it didn't, by the way.
It didn't. The meeting started. I didn't really glance at her since I wanted to focus on the topic, which was theology. The guy who held the meeting mentioned how he kind of liked the guy holding the meeting mentioned how he liked the inside of our church. It looked like a very traditional church. He did bring up use of Latin in the Catholic Church a couple times throughout the meeting. I wish he would have asked if anyone knew Latin because I know the Our Father in Latin. And if I had said it, it probably would have impressed the girl.
No way. Frick, my website sucks.
It does, really? Wait, hold on. We've worked really hard on it. It took us ages and ages and ages to put it together. You're telling me that our website is bad?
Yes, we are but simple, humble parish workers. And we tried so hard, but we were so bad at it.
It's probably because I spent all my time studying theology and not digital graphic design.
It's probably because I spent all of my time browsing through WordPress plugins instead of actually making the website.
That'll do it. I have redone a parish website twice in my career because I was the youngest person on staff. I had to work on it. And most parish websites are clunky, poorly written, and horrible and difficult to navigate. And that's why our friend Dan at Briefcase Marketing is sponsoring our podcast to get the word out to you, parish worker, about how you guys can redo your website for a fraction of the cost of what it would cost you to get it done by like some firm that's not even Catholic. They don't even know about the church. Come on, get out of here.
Mm-hmm. And this isn't just parishes. This is any Catholic company that has an old or a cluttered website, or really any company at all. If you work at a small company, if you have a website, Dan at Briefcase Marketing can help you out. This would be a really overwhelming process, Patrick, but they make it really, really simple over at Briefcase Marketing.
Yes. Most companies that you contract to write a website for you will make you write out the whole website, all of the stuff. They're just making it look pretty. They're not doing any of the content. Dan will actually write the website for you so that you don't have to worry about what's going to convert, what needs to be above the fold. What does above the fold even mean? He takes care of all of that for you.
I just send him every day. I send him photos of myself. I say, put this one on the website. Put that one on the website. Put this one on the website. Make this one a GIF. Turn me into, make it so that I'm dancing with Trump and Elon Musk AI. And he says, no problem. No problem. I'll include it on the website. Super easy to work with. Loves putting pictures of me on the website. So if that's your bag, he's got it.
Instead of staring at a blank sheet of paper and writing all of your content, he writes everything for you. So takes care of all of that. And if your company or ministry or parish needs a better website, he has a deal that the first three people to fill out our form on our website will get a free rewrite of the hero section of their website. It's the top part of the homepage. It's the most important part of your website. So the first three people, even if you don't go with them, even if you don't work with them, get a free rewrite of the hero section of your website. So fill out our form at thecrunchcast.com/briefcase. thecrunchcast.com/briefcase. Take it to a form, fill it out, and he'll rewrite the hero section for you. If you love it, he'll work with you. You're going to want to hire him immediately. He's a great guy. Check out his Google reviews. All of his Google reviews are from parish pastors or ministries he's worked with that have given him 5 stars all the way. So go check him out. That's thecrunchcast.com/briefcase.
thecrunchcast.com/briefcase. Thank you so much to Briefcase Marketing for sponsoring this episode of Putting Ethan on Your Parish Website. Do it now. Okay, goodbye.
This has to be bait. This has to be a creative writing exercise that someone is doing for a class. This can't be real.
This is really good.
This cannot be real, dude. Can you just imagine?
Then we took a break.
Just like the horniest 19-year-old you've ever met in your life, straining, like listening to theology, and like trying to turn his neck, but he can't do it because he has to focus.
Please ask me if anyone knows our father in Latin.
He turns slightly to the side to look at her, and he slaps himself in the face. You're stronger than that, man. Get a hold of yourself. And everyone's like, and he's like trying to, he's in his mind, he's the most normal dude there. And everyone's like, why is Carl sweating and hitting himself?
No, it's not Carl. Carl is a weatherman, and Carl is
okay. Sorry, I just used the first name that came to my mind. why is Richard doing this?
We took a break halfway through the meeting. She remained in the pew with her friends, so I couldn't approach her again.
Wrong, you could have.
When the break was over, the activity we had gave me a chance to impress her. The activity was this. Each lector goes up to the podium and proclaims a reading, while the other lectors in the meeting judge how the lector did.
No way. He's using Lector Riz.
This would come in the form of comments given towards the lector after he or she had finished reading. When it was my turn, everyone gave highly complimentary comments, and everybody, the older lectors, since the younger ones were a bit shy. I don't want to brag, but I was the only lector that didn't receive any criticism. Some said it felt like the Holy Spirit was truly working. I was very grateful for all the good compliments. Once the meeting finished, I went to her group, which now included a slightly older lector male. My former confirmation catechist was also there, and she told me how proud she was of me. She complimented me on my reading, and the male lector complimented me too. And then one of her friends complimented me, but she herself did not compliment me, which makes me confused. Did she not compliment me because she's into me, and as a result was too shy? Or did she think I'm a creep for the times I glanced at her, and as a result didn't want to compliment me? I even looked at her to see if she would give me a compliment after her friend complimented me, but she just looked at me and then spoke to her friend.
Dude, you got mogged. She
didn't have my glasses
based,
on.
Based
I didn't
Chad
have my
woman.
Glasses on, so I couldn't see what her expression was. Oh, dude.
That is so... Dude, this is the most Chad woman in existence. She just stares him down and says nothing. Incredible. Stone cold.
It is impressive that the man can turn not receiving a compliment into an indication that she likes him. Dudes can do anything. The male brain can do anything.
That's how we ended up on the moon.
That's how we ended up on the moon.
That's the sheer male idiocy that just that propelled us to space.
People through. Like maybe the Russians getting us to space will make us get to the moon.
She didn't say anything when we put a man in orbit. Maybe that means I have to put a man on the moon and then she'll like me. This is JFK with Marilyn Monroe, by the way.
We'll put a man on the moon by the end of this decade.
Wow, that's insane. There's so much there that I'm just like, this guy can't be real.
This has got to be fake.
It's this disingenuous. If this guy was in front of me, I would beat him up. It's this disingenuous, like, I'm trying to pay attention because it's about theology, but the whole time it's the hypocrisy, you know?
Oh yeah.
Like the insistence that he's such a good guy because he's so focused on church things. But the whole time he's admitting in writing on the internet for everyone to read that he actually doesn't care about church things because he's only obsessed with this woman. And
it's like, oh, it's time to be elector. Now's my chance to impress this girl.
Yeah. I hope we get paired up during the same liturgy so that we can sit next to each other during the liturgy and I can pull a move during the liturgy. The thing that I claim to care so much about because I know Latin.
Sad.
It's like, brother, maybe you should pray and worship the Eucharist. No, I'm not going to say that when I was a younger man, but like when I was in high school, you know, I would like try to sit next to the girl I liked during mass, you know, because you're in high school, but this guy's 19.
Like, well, he was just in high school, you know,
but still, just I mean, this is like
in high school,
like by the time you're 18, it's like, come on, time to pick it up.
Go
even 17. It's like, you start running out of excuses, you know, when you're a senior in high school.
Yeah, you kind of got to start becoming an adult. But no, I feel for this guy. You know, it's like he's overthinking it, but it's like the problem with overthinking as someone who overthinks is sometimes you just have to be like, I'm going to stop now.
Yeah.
The only way to stop overthinking, like oh, I'm just such an overthinker, like I'm just so anxious, is like, well, just stop. Have you ever considered just not thinking that way anymore?
I think this guy should be banned from serving in any liturgical capacity.
this is why only unmarried men were allowed to be lectors, because they just couldn't handle they just couldn't handle
the church fathers knew that co-ed liturgy trainings would be the end of the average males
end of Catholicism,
and they were right.
Oh
dude.
Boy.
That's
my former cat. It's not over.
Oh,
it's not
what?
Over.
There's more.
My former catechist continued praising me. And then the girl started leaving. Of course, it was probably 10 seconds since she left that conversation with the catechist. I said my quick goodbyes. I went out the door she went out of. I looked both sides of the street. Couldn't find her. I put on my glasses. Whole thing probably took 5 seconds. I saw her, but she was already at the end of the street.
No.
When she made a turn and was out of sight, I started quickly but silently jogging in the direction of where she turned.
No! You are stalking a lady.
Fellas, if you ever find yourself quickly but silently jogging after a woman, stop. Get some help.
Oh, golly. I thought it couldn't get worse. I really did.
I hoped it couldn't get worse.
Silently but quickly jogging after a woman.
When she was in sight again, I walked, and then she glanced back at me while she was walking before heading towards the parking lot. I continue to follow her at a normal pace. Speed walking or jogging to catch up would look creepy. When I entered the parking lot, I had hoped that maybe she was waiting for her parents to pick her up. This would give me the perfect chance to approach her one-on-one. But nope, when she entered the parking lot, she was approaching a bench that a group of people, including one of my parish priests. I should have turned around and exited the parking lot. But I was afraid she'd turn back and see me turning around, which would make me look sus. So I continued walking straight until I got to the other end of the parking lot where I was out of her sight. And then I walked back to the parking lot exit and she once again glanced at me. But did I expose myself as a creep?
Yes.
Hey. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Crunch. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is a stimulating intellectual conversation, but I wanted to pause the episode real quick to let you hear from some of our sponsors. We will be back right after this. It is Saturday. I'm about to watch some college football. I got the K-State polo on. As some of you know, my love for college football is another indication in my further swing to the right that you might have noticed on the podcast. One of the other things that's more right wing about me lately is that I really, really hate censorship. I really don't like big tech using their monopoly over the technology that we use every day, silencing people that frankly say things that are true about the Catholic Church, about Catholic social teaching. There's a lot of repression about the truth that's going on out there in big tech land. That's why our sponsor, Patmost Hosting Solutions, is one of the best sponsors we've ever had, because I think they're actually doing something of value. Our website is hosted on Patmost. They are our island of refuge from big tech. That's one of the things that they say. They provide a few different things: top-notch web and app development services, hosting, AI GPU services, and they're all backed. This is the thing I really like about them: no censorship guarantee. So even if they completely disagreed with you, they would still host you. They would still put you out on the web. They would make sure you don't get deplatformed, because they agree that you should be allowed to say what you want to say, right? You should not be censored because of ideological differences. I say a lot of things on this podcast that maybe would get me canceled otherwise, but Patmos, because I'm not worried about that, they always take care of me, which is really, really nice. I have my own person to talk to. I could talk to Camila anytime I have an issue or a question about what's going with Patmos, and they never offshore or sub out any of their work. There's just no better value in tech. So if you are looking to build an app or website or host a current site, or you know someone who's looking to do any of these things, go to patmos.tech. They can help out businesses or missions. So if you're in the church world, they can help you no matter what size you are. There's no cost amount that is the minimum threshold. They want to help everybody who wants this type of service with the great value that they provide. Let's see, the last thing here. Oh, I didn't include this in some of the other ads. You get 10% off your next web project or free hosting migration if you tell them The Crunch sent you. That's 10% off. We need to go back and we need to update. So I'm going to say this a lot more. 10% off if you tell them that The Crunch sent you. That's patmos.tech. Patmos, freedom as a service. Go to patmos.tech, tell them The Crunch sent you. Get 10% off for your favorite mission, organization, church, or business. That's patmos.tech. They keep us free. Thank you, Patmos, for sponsoring this episode of The Crunch.
From her perspective, a guy was following her, and the fact that she saw me walking behind her, and a couple minutes later she saw me turn back to the other side of the parking lot. I don't know, guys. Do you think she knows I'm into her? If so, did I ruin my chances? Do you have any questions? Please ask. The good thing is we have another lector meeting on Thursday.
Oh, dude. He's going to make today. This girl not be a lector anymore.
I'm going to comment. Hey, man.
Please share an update.
How is the lecture meeting going?
This is... Oh, man. I don't think anyone has ever been... We've had some certainly some concerning questions on this podcast. I don't know if I've ever been as worried for the safety of a woman as I have been for this girl.
I'm going to arrive super early before the meeting starts so I can get there before she arrives. Once she arrives, I will approach her and initiate a conversation. If her friends are already there, I'll have to approach her before she reaches her friends. The meeting next Thursday is the last one this month. Next Thursday, September 12th, is my last chance to ask her out on a date. I'm not scheduled to be paired up with her, and by October, who knows, she might already be taken by then, which is why next Thursday I really need to get out of my shell and do something I'm not used to doing, wow. Initiating a conversation and asking someone out. What a great closing sentence. What an amazing closing sentence with zero self-knowledge. A sentence full of wisdom, mm-hmm. but no mm-hmm. self-knowledge.
Yes.
All you have to do is ask her out.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. It's not. It's.
He's describing the thing he should have done the first time he met her.
Do you know what? You know what? It takes a lot more guts than asking a girl out, running after her in a dark parking lot. I think that's if you have true. The energy to run after and chase a woman down, you have the energy to ask her on a date.
Silently but quickly jog after a woman.
dude. Like, he doesn't have a voice. Hey, Isabel. Real quick. I wanted to ask you a question. Easy, right? Just like an easy thing. Silently but quickly jogging.
Hey, man. I believe. Here's what I think. This woman clocked him day one. She knows. She's known since the first time they talked. Women have a sense for this thing when they know that you like them. Because if a guy likes you, he acts all weird. And if he doesn't like you, he acts normal and aloof. And he's not paying attention to you. He's looking up his fantasy football scores. Like, he's just different, right? So she knows. She's known since day one. And the fact that she is leaving conversations that he's a part of, walking away from him, not giving him compliments. I can't get over that. That she looked him straight in the face and didn't say anything when everyone else was complimenting him. Incredible. We should have her on the podcast.
Someone replied, this post was longer than the third letter of St. John.
That's funny.
That is funny. Oh, man.
Yeah. Wow. I think this is a situation where, like, she probably could have done a lot of good by just cutting it off at the pass, you know? Hey, I really think women just need to call men out. Hey, you're a really nice guy. I can tell that you're into me. I'm not into you. Please leave me alone. Like, just, I think that would be so much better for dudes and so much better for women. And I get women are scared that, like, oh, I don't know what he'll do or what he'll say. It's kind of a scary thing. I'm not saying you have to do this, but if there's a way where this girl could have just been like, instead of doing this whole, hi, nice to see you. Hi, Anthony. Bye, Anthony.
The guy who's afraid to ask you out is also not going to do anything weird. Like, he might call you a bad word, but, like,
yeah,
you got to have a thicker skin than that. Someone's going to call you a bitch someday. Like, it's just going to happen. You got to brace yourself for it. You can't let it affect you that much. And it's like, it's not, it says more about him than it does about you. It's like, you know, you can let it affect you or you can just move on. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's, you know, that's a much better way to handle these things. You're right, though. I don't think anyone's, if this is the new, this is the second, the first one is how to tell if a guy likes you or not. It's ask them the magic question. Are you going to ask me out anytime soon or should I move on? This is the second one, opposite scenario. How do I get a guy who obviously likes me to stop? Tell him, hello, I can tell that you like me. I am not interested. Please leave me alone.
That's honestly, it would be so based if women started doing that.
I wish that that had happened when I was younger.
Same. It actually would save you so much time.
It like, would as hurt a man. A lot.
Yes.
But the thing is, you can't man think your way around that. We're not kidding when we say this is how men went to the moon. It's like guys can think over everything.
Yes.
Every slightly, like, girls are the masters of subtext. Men are not. Girls get subtext and they give it to each other all the time. They hear it. C.S. Lewis says, women say put the thing in the thing up there and the other thing. And they understand it. But men need put the green bowl and the red bowl on the top shelf. Like, I need specifics. And so if you say to a dude, I do not like you. Like, I can tell that you like me. I am not interested. Please leave me alone. There is no reasoning around
that. There's no way he can get around it. Yeah.
He's locked.
Because there's no, oh, maybe later. There's no.
Leave me alone.
Please leave me alone is huge.
There's no hope. Great. Yeah. I'm going to move on.
Like, let's start a movement of getting women to just.
Stop. Yeah, tell guys no. Just tell them shut down, you know?
Yeah. Unless he's kind of like. He's like nice. He like gets things for you, you know. Like, maybe he brings
that
you
is
food.
that is another problem. Some girls, some women do just like the attention.
They do like the attention, but I gotta say, the attention is nice. You know,
attention is I it's not just women.
You're,
you know,
you're
we
texting
all like
a guy that you know likes you, but you don't really like him back. Ugh, some In-N-Out would be so good right now. He brings you In-N-Out. Thanks, you're such a good friend. Oh, it must be so great to be a woman. I'm just thinking about that. The power that you have. You have your own
DoorDash. Where did you get this? We don't even have In-N-Out in our state. I drove to California to get you In-N-Out.
You have your own DoorDash that's free.
and it's just men. It's just guys. That must rule. That sounds awesome.
The food is free and so is the delivery. That must be great. Oh, ugh, man, that's funny. there is stuff in the Bible about that, about not doing that.
Oh, what, about not simping?
About manipulating men. But it's much more explicitly manipulation as opposed to just socially, you know, like attention manipulation. It's obviously worse things have happened in the world. But yeah, no, that's we've all been there, man. That's not fun.
Yeah. That's great. We did a whole pod on one question. That's our 30.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised because that was meaty. That was a BMT.
There's a lot to that.
Dude, I hope Dense Rip is okay.
Bacon, medicine, tomato.
Oh man.
You gotta send me the link to the thread so that I can follow the story and make sure I see the next version of it when it comes out. Also, this is related to last week's podcast, the Dating Corner, the 9/11 episode. On the Catholicism subreddit, someone said 23 years ago today, Tom Burnett, who attended daily mass, was one of the passengers who attempted to regain control of Flight 93. Obviously, heroic, American hero, love it. But Catholics will really just take anybody who has any type of vestigial connection to Catholicism and be like, this is our hero. You know? Yes.
It's true.
Like James Earl Jones died and everyone's like, his deep Catholic faith resonated throughout the generations. And it's like, did you even know he was Catholic?
I didn't know he was Catholic until the day after he died.
Exactly. It's like, you didn't even know that this guy was on the 9/11 plane until today. And now everyone's like, wow, I love his Catholic faith. Shut up. It actually drives me insane. Just, all right. That's all I have to say.
I did.
That's it for me.
Just to put a little bad cherry on top of this cake.
Oh.
One of his posts I saw, if someone was born in 2007, would they be, December 2007, would they be heading into their junior or senior year of high school? Just wanted to know. And then earlier, I want to ask this girl out at my parish. I found out she is 16 to 17. I'm 19. What do I do? You do nothing.
You remember what I said about Virtus? Was I wrong?
Sorry, I screamed and my parents are, I think, sleeping. So,
dude.
Sorry. You do nothing.
That's crazy. That's insane. That's insane to be someone who's taking...
This changes the whole...
This episode. Changes everything, dude.
You really said the 16 softly and said the 17 louder. All right? It's like, if she's 16 to 17...
17.
If she's 16 to 17?
She's 16 going on 17.
If she's 17 to 18, you're 19, fine.
What can you do, right?
16 to 17, you know, it's like, you got to be like... I dated someone with a two-year age gap. It was like a two-year and three-day age gap. And during those 3 days, I felt like a creep.
This is really bad.
It's not good that you're comfortable with that gap. You as a 19-year-old man should not be dating a 16-year-old girl.
Do you think it's a girl at church that was born in 2006? Do you think he looked at the lector schedule and found the date of birth of this girl and is now asking questions? Do you think the girl he likes is a junior in high school is what I'm saying?
It says it right here. For some background, I made a post about this girl a week ago. You can see it here if you'd like. I saw this attractive girl 2 weeks ago at church. She's an altar girl who also wants to be a lector. However, the training was cut extremely short. I didn't get to ask her out. She'd be interested in me. Today was another lector training. It's another really long post, but I don't read the whole thing.
So she was a high schooler the whole time?
This is problematic for me. I'm 19, completed my confirmation last year in 2023. If her final year starts in August, that would make her 16 to 17 years old. That is just followed the same path I took, which is completing confirmation the year you graduate high school at 18. She could even be 15 to 16. Too much of an age gap, in my opinion. Correct. What do I do? I'm going to see her next Sunday. First time as a lector. Everyone tells me I look like I'm 16.
Is that the same post where he talks about how he hasn't completed Virtus training?
No. It's different.
That's just insane lack of self-awareness. That's actually delusional. This guy needs to be put in jail. Not because he's done anything wrong, but I'm worried that he's terminally stupid. You know?
This is really bad. That's
I really.
Oh no. I could 15, 16, 17. I mean, she got, you know, she's in there somewhere. Hello, it's me from the future. Well, in this podcast, I'm from the future, but for you listening, I'm from the past. And if this ad gets used again, I'm even more in the past. But I'm not in the future for the future me that's recording a future episode that this ad is in. But what I'm going to talk to you today about is the Consecrate America campaign. We just had the year of the 3 years of the Eucharistic Revival and the big National Eucharistic Congress. But Carmel Communications is on a mission to consecrate America to the Eucharist. So you can go to consecrateamerica.com. We're hoping that we get as many people as possible to sign a petition to the U.S. bishops to consecrate America to the Eucharist. As of right now, I'm looking at the page, 137,000 people have signed. They're aiming for 250,000. You head over to consecrateamerica.com. You can join the petition. Essentially, we believe that the people who believe in the Eucharist should continue to advocate for adoration, reverence in the liturgy. I mean, we can't just stop because the Congress happened and it's over now. It feels like it's over now. We have to keep going. And one of the ways that Carmel Communications is doing this, and they are petitioning the bishops to consecrate America to the Eucharist. 50 million American Catholics have left the Catholic faith in the past 30 years. It is time to stop seeking worldly solutions to spiritual problems. If we consecrate America, then we will be placing this into God's hands. We will be seeking out a spiritual solution to a spiritual problem. So head on over to consecrateamerica.com. Sign the petition today. We'd like to thank Carmel Communications for sponsoring this episode of The Crunch. Go to consecrateamerica.com. Sign the petition now. See you later.
Oh, dude. And he has premature male pattern baldness. This is sad.
All right. Someone check that guy's hard drive.
He is jacked, though.
He is?
That helps, if that helps.
That is helpful. Jacked. It's good. It's good.
He's like skinny jacked, though. You know what I mean?
Right. He's kind of got like a picks kids up after school build. Just enough to wrestle him. Get him in the back of the van.
Oh, boy.
This is bad. Well, say a prayer for this guy. I might message him and be like, please take Virtus training.
Don't. If you ever think someone might be 15, don't
just
ask.
Just don't glance at them expecting a compliment. You know what she's probably thinking? I can't wait to go home and watch The Masked Singer with my mom. That's probably what she's thinking.
That's what I was confused when she was waiting for her parents. If she's waiting for her parents to pick them up, she cannot drive.
Which means
so
she's
too probably young for you. 16.
Yeah. If she can't vote for Kamala, she's too young for me.
If she can't vote for Kamala, you should not be Kalina. That's pretty good, right?
If she can't vote for Donald Trump, you shouldn't be staring at that rump.
If she don't hawk Tua, it's because she's a child and you should stop talking. That's why. You should not talk Tua.
If she can't vote for Tim Walz, it means she's walking down them high school halls.
There you go. The Kamala one was the best, I think.
It was. It was great. I think you're a funny guy.
Appreciate it. Well, we cut it 5 minutes short in the last episode, so we'll give you an extra five.
We're
benevolent
here.
You know what I mean? Sorry that we didn't get to any of your questions this week. I promise we will next time.
Hold on. Ready? If she's not old enough to vote for JD Vance, it's because she's going to the high school dance.
Nice, man.
All right. You're thinking. You're cooking.
No, I'm done.
Oh, it looked like you were cooking.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the episode. This episode of The Crunch is sponsored by Virtus. If you are not up to date on your Virtus training, please
renew quickly.
I think you can take it for free. I don't think.
Dude, this guy in Virtus training, he's like interrupting the video. Be like, what if she's 16 and you're 19?
So can I take? So based on that video of the guy and the child in the copy room, can I take a girl into a copy room if she's 16 and I'm 19? What if she's maybe 15? That's obviously too much of an age gap in my opinion.
What if it's like you're both lectors and you both sit in the special place during mass together and her leg touches your leg and you and she doesn't move it?
That was going into that was going towards like ed category. You know? Double D, if I be
this whole story is so much funnier if he's just Ed the whole time.
I was talking to a girl after lecture.
I did think that she was very pretty. The Our Father in Latin.
Oh, man.
Running very quickly but quietly. He stripped his hands behind his back. Oof. Okay.
Oh boy, that's pretty funny. And the girls that are friends with it's the Canker sisters.
He just walked up with a big jawbreaker in his mouth. We don't get too much Cartoon Network on here.
No, you know? No, that's a rare moment for us.
Oh man, what a good episode! All right, everybody, thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Thanks to our sponsors for sponsoring this episode of Dr. Ethan Zane and Corner. If you want more episodes, subscribe. We don't tell people to do that enough, so subscribe to this podcast. If you like us, just absolutely lambasting some poor 19-year-old kid on Reddit.
Dude, he deserved it.
We are a decade older than this child. All right.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you all for listening. Please pray for us. We'll be praying for you. We'll see y'all next time. Bye bye. Take care, Virtues.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.